Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Lads, we have to talk about this because I love a bit of sea swimming. You know, I got really into it this year, but I love it in the summer when it's hot and not freezing out. Well, Lisa Roach loves that feeling too, but she does it all year round. She's in studio now to talk about swimming in all weathers. Isn't that right, Mrs?
Yeah, all weathers. Yeah.
Because it changed your life,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
First of all, did you go for a swim today?
I didn't make it today because I was afraid of the traffic and all the girls were saying, it's the 1st of December, you have to come today.
Yeah.
I might go later on.
Okay.
But I'm back in work tomorrow, so I'll make a point of going tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll continue.
Will we tell the listeners what you walked into the studio wearing?
Go on, tell them all.
She was in a pink dry robe. You're one of those. You're one of those.
Now, do you know what? I am a little bit, but I mean, we have airs months, do you know what I mean? We were there first. When I heard you were slagging them, I said, that's it, I'm going to wear it in today, hood up and all. I'm actually sitting here, to all my sea warriors, I'm sitting here with the dry robe on, zipped all the way up. All you can see is eyes.
Can we talk about the dry robe? Because there's been a bit of a backlash. What is that? What happened
that's
there?
That's just the south side dry robes. We're on the north side.
The
north side ones are different, yeah.
All right, okay.
Now, well, ours are heavier and warmer. And then we have like kind of little... We've got a little vodka and stuff in there, a little side, yeah, and little things of whiskey. So
I'm sold.
We're all good.
So Lisa, tell me what got you into the sea?
Well, it was March, COVID happened, and I'm a salon owner. I own my own salon in Beaumont, Hair Candy. And I was just a silence. I didn't know what was going on. And my friend Antoinette, we just decided to walk the beach. So we used to walk to beach and we used to see these mad people in the water swimming. And I was like, they're mad. There's something wrong with them. You know, and it was cold. It was March.
Yeah.
And then we just met, like on our walks, we just met more and more people, like-minded people that were in the same boat as us, like lost their jobs during COVID. And just the beach kind of got like more busier. So a little guy, Dave, which is our very best friend now, he took us down to meet the sea swimmers, and that's when it all began. We met Cathy, and Cathy's amazing. She's gone years. Cathy and Rossi the dog. So she just encouraged us to go in, and then we went. So we just kept saying April, and then April came, we went May. So we went in, actually the last day of April, so
did
we were
you?
Good. Yeah.
Tell me, what was that first swim like?
Freezing.
Baltic.
Yeah, it was really, it really was cold, but it was like, I mean, we just got in our... like our bathing suits, but we didn't know. These all have gloves and like proper hats and proper little
boots. They're set up.
So they were saying, you need to get this. You need to, if you're going to be here in winter, we're like, we're not going to be here in winter. We're back in work. I'm thinking about COVID. We're only here like for a month,
yeah.
Do you know? And then everything will be back to normal. And then, but yeah, a couple of weeks later, that's it. We're in. We end up getting all the real gear and then the dry robes. Dry robes came.
But
the morning time when I come out of my house, like, I mean, so we used to go for sunrise, which was 6:30 in the morning,
yeah,
or 5:30. Like, I'm running out with the dry robe on with me swimming gear underneath it, hoping the neighbours on see she's mad, like, you know, so it covers everything, doesn't it?
Do you do it every day?
Every day since we've started, yeah, since COVID, really.
COVID.
Yeah.
So did the group, so tell me about this group of people that you're swimming with.
Well, it was officially the Red Hot Mamas, and then the group turned into Sink or Swim because there were so many of us. And then we have another group called, the Sink or Swim and Swim Rise. So the Swim Rise then was, we started doing workouts. So it was kind of like the two groups are bouncing off each other.
Yeah.
You know, when the COVID really, when we thought this is in for the long haul, it was like 5:30 in the morning, go down, we do a workout on the beach and then straight in swimming. So there's in Sink or Swim, there's like, I think there's 110 people in the WhatsApp group now.
Oh my days.
It's just getting bigger and bigger, isn't
it? It's a great little community.
Yeah, it's a community, and that's what it is. Like,
can I talk about you for a sec?
Okay.
Tell me about your salon.
The salon's 10 years running, and like, I've worked every day of my life for the last 30 years. So this, the COVID came, this is just so new to me. I missed all the banter, the chat, you know, and it was just silence.
Yeah.
So I was just thrown into this new world, like, and I didn't know what was going to happen next.
Did you suffer a bit with the silence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I missed the chat with everything, you know, and that's, so I went to the beach and every day we met new people and new people came to Air Group and everybody had a story to tell. Like a personal story, how they felt during COVID, like losing their jobs and so much, you know. So it was just amazing to find that. That just saved me. Like, and I know it's the sea, but it's a whole community. And I mean, we've celebrated so much down there, like, because we couldn't celebrate anything during COVID. Mm-hmm. Birthdays, retirements, gay pride, everything. 4th of July, everything.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You have me nearly sold on it.
Oh my God, amazing. Listen to me. You'll have to come down to us.
Lisa, listen to me. What? Because Darren Kennedy, my friend of mine, has really got into it. Now, he's a Southside dry rober, right?
Well, so they're allowed over sometimes. Okay. Now, they're allowed over sometimes now. But you have to get a visa to come over to the north side.
He's always trying to get me to go swimming and I'm always putting it off. What does it do to you mentally? And physically.
Yeah, well, mentally, it's just when you get into the water, and I mean, the Irish water is cold anyway. I can't remember any of the days that, even during the summer, where we can say it was warm. It's just, you know, when you get in, it's just that moment, the coldness just hits you, and all you can think about is just
surviving.
The water, the sea, the cold. And I mean, once you submerge yourself into the water, it's just amazing. It's actually like a blanket around you. And the best time of the day is definitely sunrise. Just swimming into the sunrise is just amazing. It's just spiritual. Like, it's just changed me as a person. Definitely.
Because you've had a tough year with the salon and then sadly your dad passed away. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, it was the 1st of May. My mum fell down the stairs on the 1st of May and that just changed everything. Like, my dad was so carer and like we were worried about my mum and obviously she went to Beaumont. We couldn't see her for at least 4 weeks because of COVID. She had horrific injuries and it was like touch and go. We thought we've lost my mum. And she got through it. Like, she broke her neck in 2 places. She had horrific injuries to her legs. Like, she's an 85-year-old woman.
Oh my God, breaking her neck.
Yeah,
that's...
but she got there in the end. Like, even the doctors couldn't believe. And in the meantime, my dad didn't feel well. So we brought him to hospital and he was diagnosed with cancer. So at that stage, they let us into Beaumont to see them. So we were like floor number 2, going up to see my dad and then we'd have to go up to floor number 4 to see my mum. And it was like, that was their routine. I'd go swimming every morning, then go in the evenings and see mum and dad. And yeah, my dad only lasted 4 weeks in Beaumont. So that was horrific.
Yeah.
Really was horrific. So, I mean, even the morning that my dad died, I was down on the beach and it was the 19th of July and it was the most amazing morning ever. The sunrise was just unbelievable. I just remember saying to myself, because my dad, he was suffering the last couple of days, and I just remember saying, this is his day. Like, this is a beautiful day for you to go, Dad. This is your day. And then he died at 2:30 that day. So, it was just unbelievable. It was just a whole 2020. I never thought this would happen. Like, I mean, I've been shielded all my life. I've never had a family member to die. Like, and like during COVID, like, we couldn't celebrate a proper funeral and we couldn't even tell my mum, you know, that my dad had died. She, my mum has a little bit of dementia as well, but when she was in Beaumont, it really got really, really bad. So she just kept saying, "Where's your dad? He's down in 2. He'd be grand. He'd be grand. Is he coming up to see me?" "Yeah, he'll be up to see you." So we had to lie to her.
Was that hard?
It was so hard. Even the morning of the funeral, it was just like, I live right outside Beaumont Hospital. Like, my parents' house is just like, the church is just there. And just to go into the church tomorrow, my dad's funeral, and look, and you could see Beaumont Hospital and say, like, "There's my mum," like, and she's not even able to attend her own husband's funeral. It was just unbelievable. It really was. Now,
what a year you've had.
Yeah, unbelievable. And that's what I'm saying. Only for the routine of the sea, going every morning. And it's like the sea took my tears. I surrendered to the sea. And like, it's just, I'll definitely keep it up. And it was just an amazing experience. And the people that I met down there, the community, like, the way they all came together for me. And it was just a mad thing. It was just like, I was meant to be there. Like, the amount of people down there that have lost parents, husbands, kids even, just like Jordan Cove, and everybody swims down there.
Do you think you feel closer to your dad when you're
definitely
in nature?
Oh my God, amazing. It's like my dad worked at sea all his life.
No way.
Yeah, so it was like when I go into the sea, I'm like, Dad, where are you? This is for you, and swimming and stuff. So it's like I've always been drawn to the sea and listen to my dad's sea stories and stuff, so...
That's incredible that he was a seaman and you found the sea this year. I'd say he'd be very proud.
Definitely. He was a sailor and that's it. The sea is part of him and it's part of me now.
So, we've talked about the benefits of it.
Yeah.
Is it hard to motivate yourself? Like, I'm just thinking people listening who, like myself and a lot of people and Anita out there,
and you can come the next time. You can borrow my dry robe.
How do you motivate yourself? Is there some mornings where you think, oh God, it's too dark?
Well, this is how it works. Okay,
go on, so tell us.
Okay, so when we started for sunrise at 5:30.
Okay.
And so now it's eight o'clock. Okay, so now we try and get up for around 7. We're there for about 7:15 for a swim. And if you don't know, some of the mornings I did feel like rolling over, and then you hear all the WhatsApp pictures coming in, and then you look, and someone's Olivia's had to put up a picture of a beautiful sunrise, and you're like, ah, FOMO. So you're straight out of bed. It's just amazing because every day is different. The colours of the sky, I'm really like, it's had to put me back to art. Like I used to paint years ago, and now it's just given me inspiration, like to go back to art classes.
It's incredible. Mm. Do you think you neglected that side of yourself for so many years? Because you're a workaholic.
God.
It sounds like you're a workaholic.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm my own. Like, I own the salon and it's just like work. That's all you can think of. Come home, like do the family life, make dinners and then back to work. And it's just continuous. But this is just for me.
Yeah.
Like, I found myself, definitely. And the community down there is just amazing.
You've inspired me, but
everybody bounces off each other.
I want to go to Port Marnock Beach. I don't want to be swimming off
the
40-foot. You guys sound like way better crack.
Do you know what? Like, we have the shelters down there, social distance, of course.
Yeah.
And I mean, when we come out from the sea, we all have our tea, coffee's ready.
And the rest.
No, that's for the moonlight swims. We do have moonlight swims.
You do a moonlight swim?
Yeah, they're the evening. Yeah. Like, once a month, there's a moonrise. So we all try and go down and. There's yoga happening on the beach and we just do rituals and then we get in for a swim.
So if anybody is in the area, the Port Marnock area or Northside area, is anybody welcome to join?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, we have young, old, we have men, women, and it's just amazing for the mental health. Especially there's a lot of young guys have come down and you know, they'll be the suicide prevention and all, especially on the younger guys. But it's like, we call it a confession box now, like under the shelter. It's like, after you come in for your swim, you put your dry robe on, of course.
Get your dry robe.
And get the coffee out with maybe Bailey's, a little bit of whiskey. And
love
then
it.
the chats just come out. And you can even see the young guys opening up. They're just amazing. And they've inspired us, like, with their poetry and just the way they deal with life. And I mean, they're able to talk to us. We can talk to them. And it's just everybody helping each other, just coming together.
And you're probably mixing with people that you would never normally talk to on a day to day, you know?
Yeah. I mean, people come down on their own, like, and especially during COVID, like a lot of the older people would have came down. We have Elvis is one of our oldest swimmers, and Flurry.
How old?
Elvis is, I hope I'm right, Elvis, 75.
Good on her.
Yeah, and she still swims. And she will swim. She always says, wait until January or February. This place will be empty when you have to wipe off the ice off the sea. She said, so we'll see who will ask, who's going to be the hardcore swimmers.
Are you going to be there in January?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm getting text messages in and even from friends just personally saying, what an inspiring woman.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've inspired a lot of us and your story is incredible. And can I ask you, what are you looking forward to most about your salon reopening?
Just seeing all the clients back again and just getting, I'm not going to say getting into routine because the routines kind of frightens me again because I've found the freedom of the sea as well. But no, I will. I'll be definitely going swimming before I go walking.
Do you think, I was going to say
I'll keep it up,
That's going to be a priority now. And do you think that will make your work-life balance a lot easier to deal
with? Definitely. I mean, that would be my kind of work out in the mornings and just headspace.
Yeah.
And just refresh. Like, the sea is just amazing. Just feel so refreshed. Like, the sea saved us, so we're going to save the sea. And at the moment, like, we are fighting a court case about to save our sea in Port Marnock, which is Cathy, Sabrina and Myra and the team. Like, they're working tirelessly just to stop polluting our seas and our beaches.
Okay.
So hopefully we need to save the Velvet Strand.
We need to save it, absolutely.
We need to save it.
Do you know what I do with my kids sometimes? We clean up the beach when we go for a walk.
Yeah.
Just picking up stuff. That's
what we've started to do, and all the kids do. It's great. So, like, it's made me more aware of beach life, the marine life, and what we have there. Definitely.
Your dad would be very proud.
Aww.
Lisa Roach, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I am totally inspired. And I just want to say, up the dry robes.
Up to dry. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.